All right, folks. You got about 17 minutes to ask an NFL legend anything you want. The weirder, the better. That's what B. Mitch always tells me during the break. He's too shy to say that himself, but I'm just telling you how he feels. John, don't worry about it. John is in Bowie.
What up, John?
Johnny, ask away.
B. Mitch, can you please explain to me the new NFL kickoff rule?
What do you want? What exactly do you want to know?
I don't get it. They all of a sudden change the rule and they don't review it. So I see these people line up. There's this box. I don't.
All right. So the landing zone is from the 20-yard line to the goal line. Balls that land in that area and probably go through the end zone, they go to the 30-yard line. If they don't land in that zone, the landing zone, they come out to the 40. Okay. If you kick it and you try to return it, you get it wherever you're going to get it, ball. You know what I mean? If you fair catch it in the landing zone, you get it on the 30. But you can't move until the coverage team and the receiving team cannot move until the ball is caught by the returner.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Take care, John.
As a returner, what would you do as a strategy? What do you think is a good strategy?
I think if you look at the success, the ones having the biggest returns are running backs, because right now it's so crowded it looks more like a running or offense-defense play. And the running backs know how to hit the hole and set up the blocks a lot better. I would have a field day. I would love it, to be honest with you.
I think you would love it. Thank you, John.
None of them have no momentum. You running full speed.
Right.
I would love that.
Pat is in Spotsylvania. What up, Pat?
What up, Pat?
Hey, guys. What a great time of year it is when the Commanders are 3-1, huh? You don't say that very often, right?
It's been a while.
So two quick questions for you, B. Mitch. One is, besides Jaden Daniels, who would be the MVP of the team so far, besides him? And then two, if there is any way we don't end up being successful, let's say we crash and burn for some reason, I hope not. I'm skeptical still, but we've been successful. But what would be the only reason we crash and burn from here on out besides injury, if that makes sense?
I was going to say injuries, but you just took out my exact answer. The only other reason, guys just get a little complacent and lax and stop working and start getting a lot of penalties and making stupid mistakes out there. Start believing the hype. Yeah. Start reading the press clippings.
Injuries.
Do you think turnovers could be, because we've won the turnover battle pretty much the entire season. That's something I think Ron wishes he did better.
But that always gives you a chance to win. If you don't turn it over, you got a chance to win.
Thank you, Pat.
And then,
oh, you got one more?
Only question is, who's the MVP besides Jaden this year?
MVP besides Jaden.
I'll let you think, because I had to answer this.
I go with Austin.
He missed a game. He's missed 25% of the games.
I don't care what he missed. While he was on the field, he was as good as anybody out there but Jaden.
For me, I got asked that on All Ears on Wednesday night. My answer, I don't know that you could do this, but I just said the O-line. They're playing fantastic. And if I had to pick one dude, it'd be Biadasz. He has changed the tone on that O-line completely.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you, man.
That third rounder that we got that's pretty good, too? Can't remember his name. Coleman.
Yeah. But every time you needed a play, Austin seems to make one.
Except last week when he didn't play and they put up 42.
Yeah, he didn't play. Still, they put up 42. Cool.
Eckler's been great. But I'm not knocking
Eckler. Had a 100-yarder, they called it back. Although the penalty was way behind him.
Yeah.
He's had a 62-yarder.
He's been great.
He's been great. So, play. You don't have to play every game to get MVP. Lamar
Eckler,
did that last year.
I agree with you. Yes, Jeff. It's my understanding you need to say something.
Yeah, so this guy, Henry in Northeast, he called the show at 10:45 for Ags B. Miss anything.
Shout out to Henry. Early bird gets the word.
I'm getting it in.
Yeah, he said because he can't really be on the phone when he at work. So he said.
Does he work for the CIA?
I don't know, JP.
Don't tell JP because he is so great. He was show exposed.
Henry is the undercover cop. So he said.
Oh, so you're working with undercover cops, so.
No. He said, should we call Jaden Little Pocket as a shout out to Doug Williams? I never knew they called
Doug. I never knew they called Doug Pickpocket.
Yeah, I never heard the name Pocket.
But I don't know if I want to call
him. I'm out on that entirely.
I don't want to call no dudes nothing about no pocket.
Okay.
Isn't that in prison you got to walk around carrying the other dude's pocket?
I've never been in prison, yeah, GP. I don't know.
We're going to call Jaden Daniels or
five?
JD or five. JD five, whatever. But not Lil Pocket.
Lil Pocket stuff.
That sounds like a rap name, though.
It does.
Lil Pocket.
No.
Or a go-go name.
I'll talk to you all off air. I'm not JP.
Yo, I'm the one vetoing Lil Pocket. I feel like I should get some credit for that.
Nah, because you're going to say something that's going to be worse than Lil Pocket in about 5 minutes.
We do have a celebrity here, Toby Altizer. I think, is Toby our Nationals insider for the B-Mitch Finley program?
He does all kind of stuff for us.
Hello, Tobo. Did you have a question?
Whatever tight he wants, he can have it. It's not going to change his status.
Landville, we all just took a class, bro, and you're dropping these things in the thread? Look at what Landville just texted us about Lil Pocket.
I'm erasing this whole text.
Yeah, I'm about to leave again.
I'm erasing the whole text thread.
All right, Toby, get us back together here, buddy.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I think it was a picture. Maybe it was a video earlier this week. It got me thinking, B-Mitch, if you were wrestling Jeff, how quick before Jeff has to tap out?
The fact that Jeff always try to get me right before the show, but if he ever catch me when I'm just got a lot of time, he going to tap out as quick as he did the last time I made
him
tap out.
Hold on. Can we review this? Because that was a misleading picture. I actually won that.
So, how did you win it when you were in the headlock? I let you go to come back in the studio.
I was in a headlock because I had you off your feet dangling in the air.
But hey, I don't care.
That's why the video ain't get released.
Let me just say this.
If I beat it, it don't matter.
If I got you around your neck, you could throw me to the ground. Guess what's coming with me? Your damn neck. And I'm gonna break that son of a bitch. I'll tell you straight up. So when I wrap these arms around your neck, I'm like a Doberman pinch. I'm not letting go, brother.
I believe him. That's why when Jeff, we walked in this morning early. So it's, you know, 10 of 10. And for whatever reason, Jeff decided it was time to harass B. And he kept poking him in Brian's giant head. And I said to Lambville.
You can't be trying to slip no little jokes in. Big head, and ears are yours.
They call that color. Like when you're writing a story, you want to provide color to show the full context.
Okay.
But what? Did I do something wrong? But I legit. Like, B hadn't really, like, had his coffee yet. I wasn't sure how it was going to go. And I said to Landville, I was like, I'm getting out of here. I think B might kick Jeff's ass. There was a moment there where I thought it could really happen. Even Jeff bailed out.
But I was trying to just take this damn test, and Jeff is bothering me, so I just threw a bottle of black pepper at him.
Yep. There was just, like, that's life around here. You never know what the hell's going to happen, and occasionally you got to throw a bottle of black pepper. Speaking of never knowing what's about to happen, Commander Tequila's on the line. Hello, Commander.
How you guys doing, man?
We're great, doing good. Buddy. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Hey, Sunday. Hey, B. Mitch, do you like tacos on the barbecue tailgate party?
Do I like tacos at a barbecue tailgate party? I like tacos if they got some barbecue meat in it. I eat it.
All right, you're on. If you come by.
Hey, man, I normally stay away from tailgate parties when I'm on my way into the studio, in the stadium, because I have to go do a show, and y'all be trying to, like, feed dudes extra drinks.
No, I ain't going to do that to you, man. I'm right up front of that gambling place, right up front of it, where the handicap at.
The what place?
The helicopter pad?
You said a gambling place?
Maybe the sports book, the Fanatics joint? Yeah.
Okay, well,
he ain't coming, Commander.
I'm not gonna promise you that I'll come. I'm not gonna say.
If you see a bear tent, I'm there.
What time you get there?
Did he say if you see a bear trap?
11 o'clock? Oh, I'm already
Chicago in. Bear tent.
You say 11 o'clock?
Chicago bear tent?
Nine. Come on,
hold on. Nine. Okay,
Commander, you got a Chicago Bears tent for this tailgate?
Yeah, this guy, he's next door to me. We parked each other. He had the tailgate. He's tailgate. We tailgate together. So I talk crap to him. He talks crap to me. Excuse my language. But
crap, crap's okay.
Commander, thank you as always for listening, buddy. We appreciate you. And Brian will definitely be at that tailgate. Chicago Bears tent next to Fanatics. B will be there.
Hey, you too, man. All right?
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Yep, JP will be there.
Incorrect.
I will be inside.
of all the things, Commander Tequila tailgating with a Bears tent kind of threw me for a loop. that was a bit. Commander doesn't usually surprise me. I've come to expect a lot. I expect when Commander talks to us, there's a very, very wide variance of possibilities.
That's what happens.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting the Bears tent.
Why won't he wait to bring out the Bears tent during the Bears game?
You know what? What I've learned now, traveling and going around the country now and going to these stadiums, some people just love football so much. And the problem, they can't get to their team, so they go to any football game. Because you know what they do? They always pop highlights up on the what's coming. If they just see their highlight. Because going through the Arizona stadium the other day, there were all types of teams tailgates. But it wasn't just Washington and the Cardinals. It was everything you can name.
All right. Our guy Pick is on the line. Toothpick, what up, buddy?
Hey, what's good, JP? B-Mitch, listen, you were a running back in a bunch of talented rooms, right?
Yep.
And you always have that hot rookie, and sometimes you got to calm them down, right?
Yep.
Jeff has been putting out bangers. He even put one out for First String Podcast. How do you keep Jeff level-headed?
That doesn't happen.
That's impossible.
Jeff don't have level-headed in his
Jeff's
body.
Jeff's the opposite of Jaden Daniels, who's always level-headed.
Jeff is, let me see, he is probably T.O., Ocho Cinco, Lawrence Taylor, and...
with a little bit of Ray Lewis.
Deion Sanders all in one. And I'm just talking about the way you act. I'm not talking about skill.
Landfill, how do you keep Jeff level-headed, buddy?
I mean, Jeff is the opposite of level-headed. Most days, he comes in here, he tries to fight, you know, at least two to three of us. And every day during the show, Jeff has this period of time, it's about 45 minutes, where he does something called sex aerobics.
Yep, and it's coming soon.
Why are you doing it that way?
Pause! With Jeff Walker, voiced by Adam Pohl.
Yeah, he's going to release a DVD, an 80s-style workout DVD.
Yep. Yep, you gotta loosen
with
up them
Adam
hips,
Pohl
baby.
Doing the instruction.
Yep,
and right here,
and thrust.
You gotta use your hips
and thrust. That's my boy. Hey, we going up. Adam, if you hear me now, we about to break
ready.
The bank.
I was
boy.
Not ready to we think about Adam the Pohl
if you
doing
do
sexual
that,
position.
And Adam does,
radio.
The, does the voiceover. I'm leaving.
Yo, we just had to take this class. I just got my diploma for the training. And now Jeff's out here.
He didn't get his diploma.
Jeff's out here talking about sex aerobics starring Adam Pohl on the Fan. Holy moly, let's try to lock this thing back together.
Boy.
Vinny's in Seat Pleasant.
What
up, Vinny?
How you doing, brother?
Woo! Y'all couldn't cool on Jeff. I don't even know if I can say what I wanted to say. I just got a question. It's not even a scenario thing. I just got a question for everybody, man. Are we ready to raise hell and take a man? Send these boys to the Super Bowl, man. Jeff, keep doing your thing, bro. But hey, fellas, thank y'all for always accepting me, man. Thank y'all for showing me love every time I get up on here. But man, come on, Jeff, man. I forgot completely what I was about to say. I'm gonna let y'all fellas go ahead and continue on with y'all going.
Hey man, glad we could make you have a good day, bro. But if y'all see what Jeff doing in there, boy, I'm about to throw up.
You know, for all of our concerns that Landfill didn't want to be on the stream, I think the stream would get shut down for Jeff's constant aquarium.
I don't think many people would be upset.
Toby, inside
the building of the stream.
Toby's not here all that often. Toby, you work on all the different shows. You're on 980 some, you're over here some, you do everything.
Sure.
How weird is our show, particularly Jeff?
10 out of 10, maybe 100 out of 10.
Toby know too, because when I'm with Toby on holidays, I'm doing the same thing for 3 hours.
Yeah, we all know.
We know.
That doesn't make it less weird.
It's not weird, it's healthy.
I don't know about that.
Kelly is in Waldorf. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just real quick, you guys are... you guys have a responsibility to the public. You have all of us wondering what sex aerobics is. And I'm trying to picture it. It's like, come on, fellas. I'm trying to go about my day.
Hey, man. This dude is standing up here with his arms straight out, rotating his hips.
You got to open up the hips. You got to open up the spine.
It's
open
all
up
in
your
the hips,
neck.
Baby. Hey, it's but, all in the hips.
Hey, Kelly. One, two,
three. Yeah.
It's five of us in here. He thinks nobody's caring about looking at him.
No, it's not about look. It's so y'all can open up y'all hips too to feel the.
Nah, we open our hips. Believe me,
the release.
I'm kind of picturing like an invisible hula hoop.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Really well right, done,
okay,
Kelly.
Cool.
Good call.
There you go.
Did you have a football question or just a sex aerobics question?
That was the most important question. The second question is, would I be crazy if I benched Pat Mahomes for Sam Darnold on my fantasy team?
Yeah, you would be crazy because Pat Mahomes going to wake
up. This is fantasy. This ain't real life.
But still, you would be crazy because at the end of the year, Pat Mahomes going to be better than Sam Darnold.
I don't know that you'd be crazy. I don't like the London game.
Are you talking about this week?
Just this week.
Who are they playing this week? Who
they play the Jets? The Vikings play the Jets in London.
Yeah, you would be crazy.
The Chiefs play
the Jets, and it's in London. Everybody going to be off. Well, now, if Sam Darnold played great this week, Landfield got to wear a Sam Darnold jersey.
Is that so?
Okay. Yeah, I put that bet on him just now.
I like it. Who's going to get? You know what? If Sam Darnold balls out again this week, you and I will kick in to actually get a Sam Darnold jersey for Landfield.
Bam.
Or maybe a hat.
Yeah.
I don't think your mind is in
Sam
the wrong
Darnold
place,
Sam Darnold is
Kelly.
The man. That's what you're going to have on the hat.
From a straight fantasy perspective, I understand the question. I am actually starting Sam Darnold this week because I have Jared Goff and he's on a bye.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So you're doing it because he's on a bye, but you wouldn't bench Pat Mahomes for Sam Darnold.
I didn't even bench Goff, who didn't get off to the hottest start for Sam Darnold. So, I don't know, man.
Try it out. Hey.
Thank you, Kelly.
Do whatever you feel like doing and make sure you blame yourself if it doesn't work.
Walt is in Florida and has a question. Walt, you do all right with that hurricane down there?
Out here helping folks right now. We were blessed, and thanks for asking, JP. Our community was really blessed. It kind of missed us. We're right on the bay, but it was the coast, the Gulf Coast, that really got hit bad. The Clearwater Beach is completely shut down.
My buddy's house in St. Pete, they're out of the house for like 6 months. They got to gut everything.
Yeah, my daughter.
They got like 5 inches of water.
They were cool. They were spared, too.
It was the worst down here, I think, probably in 30, 40 years, I guess.
That's crazy, man.
But, hey, we're safe, and I listen to you guys every day. B. Mitch, I was also on Family Feud the first season.
Oh, wow.
I've known – me and Steve has had some dealings, and he invited me and my family to practice with them in Atlanta before the season started because they had never practiced with real people. He had practiced with his staff and stuff. Uh-huh. So they paid us, you know, industry wages. We ate. We went out to dinner with him and his family. But yeah, we were on. We won. We lost on our fourth game. We were just tired, man. We got there like 7 in the morning. They didn't feed us. Did they feed you, B. Mitch? Because they didn't even feed us. We got there at 7.
They had food in the green room, and then I ate breakfast before I left the hotel, though.
Well, we filmed it at Universal Studios, and we couldn't leave, but we snuck out. I had my little son. My little son was about 9 at the time, and I had him run out to get us some food. But
hey, Walt.
We didn't even go on.
Walt, I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to be the referee. Do you have a question for B. Mitchell? You just want to talk about the time you got
sure
to go on Family Feud.
I sure do. Hey, I call all the time, but I never get in. So I'm sorry about that.
All good.
Hey, I love you guys. Look, B. Mitch. I got two questions. One real quick. Does AI play any part in the draft process? If so, how much? And this is a crazy one.
I would say no.
Allen Iverson?
No, AI. No. No, I don't think that's no.
That's a hard no from B. B is anti-AI.
Okay. And you're going to give me a hard no on this too, but I'm going to judge by how you say it. Does the team ever go out and just buy weed for the guys so they don't go out there buying it for themselves?
Hell no.
Thank you, Wolf.
It's going to be a hard no.
All right, we got one more call here.
That boy, wild.
that's a wild boy right there. We need to get a recording of Dre saying
that's
that
a
so
wild
we can just
boy.
Play. Damon in Oxon Hill.
What up, D?
Damon, how are you? We love our Redskin board.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure piecing it together. I'm doing all right, and thanks for taking my call, man. It's kind of hard to follow up that dude. Because, man, now I feel my question lame. Like, I mean, y'all talk about B-Miss drinking coffee all the time. Do you have a specific brand of coffee that you drink? And, like, do you ever stop at, like, a convenience store, 7-Eleven or Wawa, and get coffee?
I stop by and just get me a cup of black coffee.
Dude, I feel like you go to Starbucks, you go to all those places.
Whatever's in my path and I see it, I'm going to stop and get it.
Thank you, D. We got to run.